Voters saw a three-line ballot initiative, Amendment 3, this election year. It was a direct response to Amendment 1, or Clean Missouri, which Missourians voted for in 2018.
Amendment 3 was a legislative proposal to overturn the nonpartisan redistricting reforms that voters passed in 2018.
That's Sean Sonker Nicholson, the campaign director of the No on 3 campaign that advocated heavily against the amendment.
What the people voted for in 2018 was to have the lines drawn in a nonpartisan manner, so that way there's actually fairness and competition in our districts.
That was Brittany Hughes, an organizer with Missouri Faith Voices who also advocated against the amendment. She's worried Amendment 3 could exclude certain demographics.
Knowing that particularly children and undocumented folks are the folks that will be excluded, with the way that the new language is written, says a lot about who we care about and who we value in the state of Missouri.
Supporters of Amendment 3 felt Clean Missouri focused too much on the partisan makeup of districts and would break up communities. Eric Bohl is the director of public affairs for the Missouri Farm Bureau, and he vocalized these concerns.
I think that the reason it passed in 2018 was because they didn't talk about what they were really doing, which was changing up our redistricting procedure and putting a radical plan in place that no one had ever tried before.
This policy reversal might seem odd, but it's very common in Missouri. Bill Horner, MU Political Science Department Chair, lectures on the peaks and pitfalls of Missouri's Constitution in his Missouri State Politics class.
What you find is it's not just in Missouri. In a lot of places where there's something that is on the ballot that the legislators don't like, they will often try and come back and undo it or limit it, after the fact.
Although ballot initiatives can be a powerful tool for citizen democracy, they can also be taken advantage of.
I actually wish we didn't have them because I think they're easy to abuse. And I think what you notice is that an awful lot of ballot initiatives are funded by interest groups that have an agenda. And oftentimes in Missouri, they are funded by interest groups that aren't even from Missouri.
Horner emphasizes the fact that ballot initiatives are often set up to give a facade of democracy in the form of petitions and getting signatures.
Typically, they're not, it's not usually people volunteering. It's people who've been paid to collect signatures. They're kind of incentivized to get signatures. Many of them are bankrolled by special interests, and they're not really true citizen democracy.
Despite the controversy and outpouring of financial support from the No on 3 campaign, Amendment 3 passed. However, organizers like Nicholson and Hughes will continue to fight for fair and competitive districts.
I think you will see a lot of leaders and organizations and citizens from across the state working really hard to make sure that the outcome next year when new maps are drawn is fair and representative of communities as possible.
Hughes echoes this thought.
The number of pathways available to do that, I'm not quite sure, but it's not one of those things where the campaign kind of plans to just take our ball and go home kind of thing.
Although there is still some uncertainty about who will be counted and what the new districts will look like under Amendment 3, voters can expect the process to look like previous years. With producers Tatiana Monet, Kaylee Schreiner, and Margot Wagner, Avery Dalal, KBIA News.